We're going to go out to the Metro PCS hotline, bring in Mick Delaney, head football coach at Montana. Coach, how are you doing this afternoon?
We're doing great. Out in beautiful Portland, Oregon, recruiting. Sun shining for a change. It's great.
Great to have you on. And, of course, the Dolphins selected your linebacker, Jordan Tripp, in the fifth round, number 171 overall. Coach, for those of us, we're going to get to see him for the first time tomorrow as rookie minicamp opens up. But for anybody who hasn't seen him play, what is he going to bring to this Dolphins team?
Well, he'll bring a great amount of energy. He's a really, really good-looking kid as far as, you know, physically. And he'll fly around and run as well as anybody would expect him to. I think they'll be pleasantly surprised when they see the energy and the type of kid that Jordan is. He's a goer, man. He's always on the move, and he runs great. And I'm sure that he's excited to go. I think the people that watch him starting tomorrow will be excited to see him do what he's doing.
Well, Coach, one of the conversations we've had down here is the Dolphins draft class consists of five players from FCS schools, including Jordan, and three from SEC schools. And so part of our debate that we've had is the transition from going from an FCS school to the NFL. How do you see Jordan making that transition?
Well, I would think he would transition very, very well. You know, he played in the Senior Bowl with FBS guys and stood up very well, played very well. And, you know, that transition, when you get to that level, I don't think is a great deal of difference. You know, the difference in obviously in FBS and FCS right now is 30 scholarships or, you know, 28 scholarships. But when you get the top players in FCS, they're every bit, I think, as good sometimes as the FBS guys are. It's just a matter of they're where they ended up. And, you know, there's Jimmy Wilson is with you guys at corner, and he's an FCS player, and I think he's done very well.
That he has, Coach. Coach, can you give us an idea of the type of system he played in with you at Montana, as well as what did you ask of him when it comes to whether it was in coverage or getting after the quarterback in blitz situations?
Well, Jordan was able to do both because of his athleticism. We played him at an outside backer in a 4-3 scheme or a 4-2 scheme, and we asked him to drop in coverage, and he did that well because he runs so well. And at the same time, our blitz package included him as much as any of our other backers. So I think he has a package, you know, that he's very capable. He's one of those guys that I believe could be, you don't have to take him off the field on third down, so to speak, or on a passing down.
You know, Coach Greg, our guy here is a Syracuse alumni, and they always gave their special guys that number 44. What is so special about the number 37 there in Montana?
Well, it's a legacy jersey that was started, oh gosh, back in the mid-80s of a Montana football player playing at Montana who, you know, the previous wearer of that jersey passes it on to the next guy that he thinks is a 100% representative of what the University of Montana is all about. So it started back with a man by the name of Craig Paulson, who is now coaching at UNLV and has been passed on. The requirements are that it's always a Montana player, and it has to be passed on from the previous player. So, you know, a lot of times players know more than coaches do anyway, but that's one thing we don't have. You know, we don't have an input that's strictly up to the past player, and it's something that, you know, 44 was his number for 3 years in college, and he had no problem when they tried, you know, asked him to honor that number 37. He was more than happy to wear it and did a great job representing Montana with 37 on.
Mick Delaney, head football coach at Montana. Coach Jordan Tripp, fifth-round selection by the Miami Dolphins, joining us here on the Metro PCS Hotline. And, Coach, you mentioned Jimmy Wilson, who's had success with the Dolphins as well. Also, you look back a little bit further, Lex Hillier, Dan Carpenter, other guys who have come through that Montana program. What does it say about what you guys are doing there at Montana and that connection that the Dolphins seem to have with it?
Well, you know, and the connection, especially when you come from, you know, Carpenter and Lex to a different coaching staff basically now. I just think that they're, you know, they have an eye on kids that they know have great character and great work ethic, and our guys have that. You know, that's why Montana's been so successful for many, many years before I ever got here. And you know, it's because of guys like Jimmy and Lex and Jeff And now Jordy is just, you know, it's just a real honor for us to have guys like that. And, you know, we're counting Jordan, we have five guys in camp right now. We have three O-linemen and two linebackers. So, you know, it's a place where I think when they do bring a young man in, whether it's draft or free agent, they know exactly what type of guy they're getting. And that is a quality character guy with great work ethic.
Coach, we're trying to catch up with some of the coaches of the Dolphins draft class, and I like to ask them if you have specifically about Jordan Tripp, any funny stories, anecdotes, personality quirks that you can share with us about Jordan, so when we do talk to him, we can bring those up.
Well, you know, Jordan's the type of guy who's got a great, great motor, and there were times that I'd have to chew his butt out, you know, and get him back with his head on his shoulders and level ground. And you know, I'd grab him every once in a while and say, listen, this isn't survival. You don't get immunity, man. You know, you do it our way and get your butt going and your head out of your butt. And he'd always look at me and, you know, we'd kind of wink at each other and giggle a little bit. But my favorite line was him is, this isn't survivor now. You don't get immunity. We're still, you got to do it the way that we do it.
Well, good stuff, Coach. Really appreciate you taking the time. I know you're on a recruiting visit out there on the West Coast. Thanks for joining us here on the Finsiders, and we look forward to seeing Jordan Tripp in action as he gets going with the rookies this weekend.
Well, thank you. You know, just makes Montana's not a very big place, but there'll be a lot of people cheering for the Dolphins.
All right. Sounds good. There he is, head coach at Montana, Mick Delaney. Thank you for joining us, Coach, joining us on the Metro PCS Hotline. For unlimited access to all interviews on the Metro PCS Hotline, visit thefinsiders.com.